federal funding for electric vehicle charging stations is being paused, and that could cost Wisconsin tens of millions of dollars. It's Monday, February 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the state's top election official can stay in her role after a unanimous Supreme Court decision. And the state has a warning for folks who are driving on frozen lakes this winter. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
The Trump administration is halting a $5 billion program that was helping install electric vehicle chargers along highways nationwide. The move jeopardizes tens of millions of dollars for Wisconsin. The U.S. Department of Transportation released a memo on Thursday saying that it was immediately suspending approval of state plans for deploying chargers. Transportation officials say no new funds will be awarded until the Federal Highway Administration updates the program's guidance to align with current policies. Wisconsin stands to lose out on roughly $55 million the state had yet to receive. Sam Dunaski with Renew Wisconsin says the state was already lagging on installing fast charging stations.
The potential for these funds to be clawed back would have a particularly negative impact on Wisconsin compared to some other states.
The governor's office said the decision also jeopardizes about $7 million for 15 different projects that had already been approved for funding. Thousands of federal workers in Wisconsin were under pressure to consider buyouts being offered by the Trump administration before a judge paused those plans on Friday. As Danielle Kading reports, the offers are part of President Donald Trump's plan to shrink the federal government.
As of last March, Wisconsin had more than 18,000 federal employees. It's unclear how many may have accepted the administration's offer. The American Federation of Government Employees is among unions challenging the proposed buyouts. Council 220 President Jessica LaPointe represents field workers with the Social Security Administration. She says the agency is already facing a 50-year low in staffing.
Losing mass amounts of staff at the Social Security Administration would have a snowball effect as workloads mount on a stressed-out workforce, and how that translates to the public is severely long service delays.
LaPointe says people living with disabilities have already seen wait times grow from 2 to 8 months for approval of their benefits. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Four new affordable houses are going up on vacant lots in Milwaukee through the use of a special tax district. About half of them will be built by Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. The nonprofit's CEO is Brian Sonderman. He says building affordable houses has become more difficult since construction costs went up 60 to 70% in just the last 4 years. But he says one solution is to go back to building smaller houses, much like the post-World War II constructions still standing all over the metro area.
Many generations of families were raised in those houses. It's just that what we saw nationally and in Milwaukee is this steady rise in the size of homes.
Habitat has already built 14 of those smaller houses for the project. They sell for around $165,000 each. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the state's top election official can keep her job, even though Republicans tried pushing her out of office 2 years ago. Rich Kramer has the details.
Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf's term expired in 2023. After the commission deadlocked on reappointing her, Republican senators voted to fire her. Republicans argued state law requires the commission to appoint someone else. The Supreme Court rejected their argument. Friday's ruling hinges on a 2022 decision that allowed Republican Natural Resources Board appointee Fred Prehn to keep his job past his term. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs, a Democrat, says Republicans supported that.
If the legislature doesn't like the law that was interpreted in the Prehn decision, It has had the right to change that law since that decision came down.
In a statement, GOP leaders called Friday's ruling disappointing. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
With sturgeon spearing season now underway, the Wisconsin DNR is calling on anglers to drive slowly on the ice. The warning comes after a rash of fatalities involving recreational vehicles. The DNR has tracked 6 fatal incidents involving UTVs already this year. 4 of those involve vehicles breaking through the ice. Ryan Propson is a conservation warden for the DNR. He says drivers are getting too comfortable on the ice and driving too fast.
People need to slow down. They need to treat the ice with the respect that it deserves while they're out having fun.
He also says that UTVs, which seat multiple people, can sometimes weigh more than 3,000 pounds.
You can't take that on areas where you can drive an ATV.
The conservation warden recommends contacting fishing clubs for information about local ice conditions. Did mention sturgeon spearing season there as well. It was opening weekend. 230 sturgeon were speared on Lake Winnebago during the opening weekend. About 210 were speared on the upriver lakes. Those numbers are from the Department of Natural Resources. And finally, quick check of sports. The Philadelphia Eagles are NFL champions. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22 in the Super Bowl last night. And in weather, it'll be pretty calm today. Maybe some light snow in the western part of the state with highs in the teens and 20s. But tonight, it'll get very cold, about 10 below in the north. A cold weather advisory will be in place there until tomorrow morning. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Rob Mentzer and John Davis. As always, send us that feedback. You can email us at newscasts@wpr.org and let us know what you think about the show, or just leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast app, wherever you're listening now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.